This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. If you live in or near or around the Sonoran Desert, it has been, oh, and it still is, the season of the desert trees blooming, Palo Verdes and mesquites and ironwood trees. And those desert trees are in the same botanical family, the pea family, Fabaceae, which used to be Leguminosae, the legume family. I love that because, I mean, you can say of those aforementioned desert trees that they're legumes, giant legumes, the season of giant legumes blooming, right? You know, some town or little burg in the Sonoran Desert should celebrate those desert trees. No, not Phoenix. I said little. Little burg, not Tucson. No. You know, Ajo would be cool, but no. How about Sells, the capital of the Thona Altham Nation? How cool would that be? That would be very cool, a celebration of the giant legumes. What a festival. And it's not far from Tucson, and some Phoenicians could make it there as well. And I'm just throwing that out. I think that'd be a lot of fun. The family, Fabaceae, the former Leguminosae, has many cool desert plants. Hello sennas, hello dahlias, hello cirsus, hello thorothamnus, hello kidneywood, mimosa, calliandras, acacias, mesquites, palaverdes, and many with new names, of course. But listen, here's a favorite of mine after some years living in and around the Sonoran Desert. Ironwood trees, right? Ironwood trees. I was so lucky years ago to live northwest of Tucson, Arizona. And all the roads back then that went out into the desert, they were dirt. Oh, this was in the 1970s, okay? I was playing music in the bars and honky-tonks in Tucson, that was at night. But my days were in the desert, a desert full of bursage and saguaros and mesquites and palaverdes, catclaw, acacia, and yeah, ironwood trees. And in late May or the start of June, lavender-colored pea flowers cover that glorious tree. Oh, my. You know, in my old Kernian Peebles, Arizona Flora, it says, a desert tree with very handsome flowers. Oh, yeah. And they lead to pods, these little bean pods with edible seed. That seed germinates quite easily, you know, so monsoon rains arrive, and ironwood seed germinates in desert litter. Oh, and those flowers. Oh, my goodness. And those Tucson olden days, a drive out West Speedway to Gates Pass that put you above the desert floor and looking west and down across the Sonoran Desert where hundreds of ironwoods were in bloom. Oh, my. All these different shades of lavender, pinkish. Wow. Let's see, what else can I tell you about this tree? Its botanical name is Olnia tessota. Olnia honors an American botanist of the 1800s, Stefan Olney. Species name is tessota, derived from a Spanish word for hard, tieso. And the wood of this tree that can live for hundreds of years is extremely hard. How hard? Well, I mean, it doesn't float. And listen to this. If you peek under that spiny canopy of a desert ironwood, you may find some small saguaros or a night-blooming cirrus. It's a magical nurse tree, right? And if you camped in an ironwood tree desert and built a small fire from gathered ironwood, you'd notice that the smoke smells like the desert earth itself. Oh, yeah. Yeah, maybe a festival just for the ironwood tree, right? Oh, my goodness. The desert is beautiful, my friends. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.